Tucked in among the peaks of the Bavarian Alps is one of the most famous violin-making centers in the world. For more than three centuries, craftsmen have lived and worked in Mittenwald, Germany. Their numbers have dropped. Once 400 people made violins there, now fewer than two dozen do. NPR's Emily Harris traveled to Mittenwald and found a quiet family feud over the best way to build a violin.
Visitors to Mittenwald can tour this cozy Bavarian town from a wagon pulled by horses wearing bells. The horses clomp past painted stucco houses decorated with carved wooden shutters and balconies, past old men wearing green felt hats, and past the town's pale pink church of Saints Peter and Paul. Most people come here to ski or hike. Tourism is Mittenwald's biggest business these days. But violins are still important. Right next to the church is a statue of the man who brought instrument making here. Matthias Klotz left Mittenwald for Padua, Italy, in the late 1600s. He came home with a new skill that's been passed down through the generations to Mittenwald residents like Anton Sprenger.
Was the partita number two from Bach, Johann Sebastian Bach.
33-year-old Sprenger has been making violins for half his life.
I started to play violins, so you always look to your instrument, and what I like that violins live so long. So what I make will be in 300 years.
Sprenger is staining a new violin yellow using a long-handled brush made of pig bristles. Members of his family have made violins or violin parts for 130 years. He makes about a half a dozen violins a year, spending 100 hours on each. That's not long enough, says another Mittenwald maker.
He has no time. All people has no time. But for violin making, I take many time. 200 hours work hours for a violin.
79-year-old Joseph Kantischer is Anton Sprenger's uncle by marriage.
Violin is my life, like my children, as instruments. And I will make every time the best violin, the best viola or cello.
In another small workshop a few streets away, Kantischer is shaping the back of what will be his 664th instrument.
It's more like the beginning of violin making, more like the feeling like Stradivari. My uncle make very special and very detailed work, but I think it's not the way the old Italian did.
The old Italian, Antonius Stradivarius, is considered by many to be the greatest violin maker ever. Instrument builders worldwide imitate his work, copying the shapes and dimensions of his instrument bodies, using the same kind of wood, shaved to the same thickness. But here is the heart of this family debate. Josef Kantischer.
All people has Stradivari. He will make violin like Stradivari. But Stradivari is 300 years dead. And the music war alte Musik.
He switches to German, explaining that playing has changed and demands on instruments have changed, so the instruments themselves have had to change. Most people take measurements off the old violins and think those violins are built in the right way, Kantischer says, but that's not true. Makers, he says, should know what they want and develop their own system. His nephew, Sprenger, argues he and makers like him are simply reaching for great Stradivarius sound.
They think more about the function. Most do not only take the measurements from old violins. They think about why did they do that.
Sprenger says many also now use materials once nearly forgotten, like that yellow stain he prefers. Neither uncle nor nephew directly disparages the other's work, but they are each shaping music a little bit differently.
This is from Joseph Haydn, Guido.
Emily Harris, NPR News, Mittenwald, Germany.